The trial of audio description on ABC television last year gave Australia's blind and vision impaired meaningful access to television for the first time. Now, as we're seeing little progress towards a permanent service, Blind Citizens Australia is lodging a number of complaints with the Australian Human Rights Commission, claiming that the ABC is discriminating against people who are blind or vision impaired. And we have on the line Vice President of Blind Citizens Australia, Greg Madsen, to share with us the details. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you.
Now, so what is the nature of the complaint?
Well, basically the nature of the complaint is that the ABC is failing to provide an audio description service on the program it provides so that people who are blind or vision impaired can access television much like everybody else. And they did roll out a trial last year between August and November. That went quite well. It was quite successful. And after it finished in November, we thought that they were going to provide some funding in the budget, in the upcoming budget, to be able to provide that service and to continue on. But sadly, they didn't provide any funding, so the service has stopped and doesn't look like continuing or doesn't look like happening in the near future. So we've decided to push things a little bit and to have a campaign of complaints through the Disability Discrimination Act and get this service up and running.
And how many complaints were lodged and who are the complainants?
The complainants are BCA members. I am one of them, and there's a further 20, so there's 21 complaints in all.
And, of course, I was going to ask you what prompted you to make the complaint, but, of course, we know what that is now. So how important is audio description for people who are blind or vision impaired?
It's extremely important. When you're watching a television show, when you're blind or vision impaired, you try to keep up with what's going on, but quite often there are visual aspects of it that are intricate to the plot. And if you miss those, you're at a loss, and the only thing really left you is to interrupt the viewing of those people that you're with, your family, your friends, your partners. And, I'm sure they find it annoying to do that and need that description coming from them. It interrupts their viewing, as I said, and during the trial didn't need to do that because the description was made available so that I and others like me could watch TV in peace.
And, of course, remembering that there are a lot of vision impaired people who live alone too.
There are, that's right. There are a lot of people who live alone, so constantly trying to figure out what's going on, is not good to your viewing experience.
Mm. Greg, what are other countries that are doing around the AD in this way?
Well, New Zealand has got AD going. The US, I was just reading something yesterday in regard to the United Kingdom. They're now, I think, increasing their AD availability to 85 or 84 stations. And I think they have legislated that 10% of content needs to be audio described, but a lot of, I see the article that I was reading, a lot of the stations are actually up around the 20% mark. Just, they don't have to be up there by legislation, but they just do because, while they're doing the content, they do it. So,
well, it's a whole other audience, isn't it?
It is.
And that's what they've got to understand.
Well, exactly right. It is another audience, and with an ageing population and more people becoming vision impaired, it's going to affect a lot more people. So this is going to help a lot of people into the future.
Apart from money, is there anything else holding up getting a permanent service on Australian television?
No, I don't think so. And even the money, apparently, it's only going to cost about $1 million to get it up and running. So you're not talking, in the big scheme of things, you're not talking about large amounts of money. I'm not aware of anything else that's holding it up. Just the will of government to do it.
Well, if you would like to get involved in this for assistance on how to lodge your own DDA complaint about audio description, you can contact Blind Citizens Australia on 1-800-033-660. That's 1-800-033-660. Well, good luck with all of that, Greg. I'm sure that you'll make an impact.
Let's hope so.
I've been speaking with Greg Madsen, who is Vice President of Blind Citizens Australia. And I'll just give you that number once more, 1-800-033-660. And this segment has been brought to you courtesy of Media Access Australia. Media Access Australia, supporters of this program.